Here's the translation of the text into English. Gold prices head for first weekly drop in 10 weeks. U.S. CPI data awaited. Oil prices dip after surge, remain on track for weekly gain amid supply fears. Oil prices dip but set for weekly surge over fresh sanctions on Russian oil. Spot crude premiums jump as U.S. sanctions on Russian producers drive China-India demand. Exclusive, ConocoPhillips to lay off Canada employees in November. Company memo shows Putin says Russia will never bow to U.S. pressure, warns on missiles. Mexican agriculture minister to discuss with U.S. counterpart opening border to cattle amid screwworm outbreak. Exclusive. China state oil majors suspend Russian oil buys due to sanctions, sources say. Australia stocks lower at close of trade, S&P ASX 200 down 0.15%. Sika posts lower 9-month sales, plans up to 1,500 job cuts. Safran hikes forecasts after strong Q3 for jet engine services. Analysis, Porsche's new CEO will inherit old problems. Analysis, investors use dot-com era playbook to dodge AI bubble risks. Blackstone to invest $705 million in India's Federal Bank for 9.9% stake via affiliate. Putin defiant after Trump sanctions Russian oil companies over Ukraine. China-linked battery company abandons plan to build Michigan plant. State says Alaska Airlines restoring operations after outage that grounded all flights. India's private sector growth slows to 5-month low in October. India's private sector activity eases to 5-month low in October, PMI shows. Japan factory activity shrinks to 19-month low in Oct. Services remain strong, PMI. Japan's factory activity hits 19-month low in October. PMI shows Japan's core inflation accelerates in September. Stays above BOJ target. UK consumer sentiment rises to joint highest since August 2024. Japan's CPI inflation accelerates in Sept, keeping BOJ hike bets alive. US weekly jobless claims increase. More people collecting unemployment checks. Economists estimate U.S. business borrowing for equipment rises over 8% in September. Alpha says Japan's new premier pledges early boost to defense spending. Proactive fiscal moves. Dollar steady as traders await U.S. inflation. Trump-Xi meeting. Morning bid. Spotlight on CPI before OPEC whirlwind. China vows to raise household consumption significantly. Bank of Japan to consider best timing for next rate hike. China monetary policy framework to remain same amid AI impact, central bank advisor says. Trump ends all trade negotiations with Canada over fraudulent Reagan ad. Pakistan's central bank likely to hold rate at 11% on cautious inflation outlook. Reuters poll, Asia shares gain on U.S.-China trade hopes, oil eases. Qualigen partners with BitGo for $30 million crypto treasury allocation. Trump pardons former Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao. Trezor launches Trezor Safe 7, first hardware wallet with transparent secure element. Trump pardons Binance crypto founder Zhao, White House. Trump pardons Binance's CZ, WSJ. Trump pardons convicted Binance founder Changpeng Zhao, WSJ. Wolf Research warns crypto market breakdown may signal broader risks. Roba shatters closed systems. The People's Robotics platform launches to dominate $218 billion industry. FalconX powers more markets with institutional infrastructure. Bitcoin price today, flat at 109K as U.S.-China trade tensions reemerge. X4 Pharmaceuticals prices public offering at $2.90 per share. Cathie Wood's ARK buys Alibaba, Baidu stock sells AMD, Shopify. Newmont Q3 2025 slides, record free cash flow, CEO succession announced. Digital Realty. Q3 2025 slides, AI demand drives guidance boost and record bookings. Sallie Mae Q3 2025 slides, loan growth solid despite earnings miss. Ford Q3 2025 slides, revenue jumps 9% despite tariffs, Novellus fire clouds outlook. Intel Q3 2025 presentation, AI demand drives earnings beat amid foundry challenges. Pershing Square Holdings prices $500 million in senior notes at 5.5%. Provident Financial Holdings declares $0.04 quarterly dividend.